I wonder if you could maybe describe, as far as you're concerned, kind of what is your style?
Well, I guess it's just traditional stand-up. I mean, to me, there's nothing funnier than hypocrisy. And hypocrisy always makes for the best comedy for me. So whether it be government or TV commercials or things, you know, I just heard one coming in this morning. It was a radio commercial for some car dealership. And, you know, it's one of these phony ads with the owner of the dealership. So I'm going to take some calls. Yes. Hi, my name is Susan. Is this a good time to buy a car? This is the best time, Susan. Really, really? Isn't every time the best time? I mean, it just, I just laughed at the ad because it's so blatantly, what do you mean, why is this the best time? Really, 6 o'clock in the morning, I'm coming to work, oh, this is the best time to buy a car, yes. You know, like this woman's really getting advice from this guy. I mean, that's the kind of thing that's funny to me.
Do you ever wish that you were still hosting a late night show during the current presidential election?
And, you know, this one to me is uglier than most. This one has got racism and Islamophobia, and I don't really like this one as much. And in that way, I don't really wish I was on TV. I mean, you do the usual Trump jokes and whatnot, but you say to yourself, boy, that's not enough. It's really too ugly. Yeah, so I guess I'm glad I'm not on.
Why did you decide to keep doing all these things that you're doing? That's an incredibly grueling tour schedule, a show, Jay Leno's Garage.
Comedy's a bit like running. If you say to yourself, I'm just going to run 3 marathons a year and that's it, you can't. You have to run every day to run a marathon.
Uh-huh.
You know, and that, well, I ended the Tonight Show, I think, on a Thursday, and the next Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I had 7 or 8 dates in a row. Because, you know, this is a muscle. If you don't use it, it begins to atrophy. Nobody has ever left stand-up and come back and been better, because it doesn't work that way.
So what can people expect from your act this weekend in Colorado Springs? What kinds of topics are you talking about? What kinds of things are on your mind?
You know, the difference between the Tonight Show and the live stuff is, the Tonight Show is fun because you get to do different material in the same place every night. And on the road, you do the same material in a different place every night. And the advantages and disadvantages to both are, like on the Tonight Show, something happens at 3 o'clock. Ooh, I have a joke about it that night, and hopefully that's the first joke on the subject people hear. The bad part of that is the next day comes and you go, ah, I got a better joke on the subject. Yeah, but I did it last night. You know, I can't improve on it. I can't make it better. You know, the nice thing about being on the road is you think of a story on Monday and you kind of basically tell the story and it gets a few laughs and you go, okay, how can I fix this? And then Tuesday you do it a little bit differently. And then by the time the weekend comes, you've opened it up a little bit and made, instead of just being a 10 or 15 second joke, it turns into a minute or 2 minute story. And that's the advantage of being on the road.
So is your act kind of changing and always evolving as you're touring around?
Well, I hope so. You know, if you're still talking about Reagan's trip to Pittsburgh, I think people are going to go, hey, how old is this act? You know, so, I mean, as new things come in, old things drop out. I mean, I saw a guy the other day, I was at a comedy club, and he says, you see the thing about Nixon in the paper the other day? And then he goes, I'm not a crook. And he does a Nixon impression. I go, afterwards, I called him over, and I was laughing. I said, what was Nixon in the paper for the other day? How long have you been doing that? I said, I've known you 35 years. You were doing that joke in 82. And Nixon was old then. I mean, come on. You got to come up with some new material.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for making the time to talk to me, and good luck at your show this weekend.
Hey, well, thanks for taking the time. I appreciate it.